Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Hassan L. Talaquani. H-A-S-S-A-N-A-L-T-A-L-A-Q-A-N-R. Date of birth is 8/24/2001. Date of accident 1/14/2022. Date of service is 3/31/2022. Mr. Hassan L. Talaquani is here for a follow-up visit, reporting that he has a headache which are frontal and posterior occipital, along with the severe pain in the neck and lower back, pain in the right shoulder, and pain in the both knees is reported. The patient is a victim of an automobile gunshot accident prior, for which the bullet is lodged into the lungs, and he is, and MRI is not possible to be done. He reports his pain level to be between 7 and 10. 40% improvement is reported by the patient due to the physical therapy and medications. And areas that are affected according to the patient are work, which is 10, a general activity, mood, and walking ability is 9, enjoyment of life is 8. In the system review, a neurologist psych patient reports headaches, frontal and occipital, occasional, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and poor work performance, along with anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, numbness, lower back pain, mid back, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, or pain in the blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same, and he denies any changes in the medical history or surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma, and no the pain medication was narco last time, or Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse patient reports that he utilizes marijuana for relief. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the medication, pre-medication. Physical examination was not completely done. Patient was seeking drugs. He was asking for narco. He brought a bottle. He says only narco can help his pain, and because of the narcos, he can go to sleep. It appeared that the patient does not have a major issues in his CAT scan that are submitted to us. His MRI, cannot be done, but CT scan has been done. It shows that the right knee examination is completely normal, no meniscus damage. CT scan is completely normal. CT of the right shoulder is completely normal, and lumbar spine CT scan shows just a mere bulging disc, minimal disc bulge at L4-5, L5-S1. No disc herniation, no other major issues like spinal stenosis. It appears that the patient has is reporting more pain than it appears to be, and to me it looked like he's trying to seek more drugs out of us. And hence, with that disposition, patient was discharged. As MRIs cannot be done and we do not have any real issues. He also, we also reviewed a report from the hospital, Beaumont Hospital, on the day of emergency. He failed to report any pain in the lower back. Only pain listed is lateral neck pain and left leg pain. And because of which we believe that he is a fraud of some kind in the accident. It doesn't make sense. His X-rays for the lumbar spine and other X-rays were found to be completely normal. At this time, I have decided to just discharge him and not see him anymore because of his drug-seeking behavior, and he's a very difficult, demanding guy with a rude behavior. Thank you.